This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'll have over $100 million in the campaign. Hillary Clinton has nothing in the campaign. She's all special interests and donors, and they give her the money, and then she will do whatever they tell her to do. But I will have over $100 million in the campaign, and I'm prepared to go much more than that.
Battleground states and big bucks. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You heard Trump right there saying he's prepared to spend $100 million. Right at the top, Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, joins us from Talk Media News. Bob, what do you make of Trump and now all the money that he's saying he's willing to spend? So it looks like he's willing to write some big checks or the money somehow to spend, huh?
Can you get 10% of that, maybe, in advertisements? Huh?
Let's maybe. We need to approach him. Do you want to rep
me? I'm going to try it. I'll pitching for you, too. Okay. Just one half of 1%, that's all.
Oh, I love it.
I watched him tonight with the CNN reporter, and then she kept pushing him, and he said, don't ask me that. He got sharp with her because she asked how much he would spend, and then he realized he can't stand there and say, I'm going to spend this amount on TV. You know, he'd give away his game plan, but I think he'll add some of his money in there. The Republican Party is trying to make some decisions what they're going to do. They've been taking care of their own races, you know, in the House and the Senate. I get their notices as I do the Democratic side, and they're amazing. Both sides, if you look at their notices they send, they're all losing in the sense of the House is in danger. On the Republicans are, you know, are spending a fortune, and then the Republicans say the Democrats are spending a fortune. It's kind of interesting. It's like they're launching them from the same computer.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I mean, you and I have been talking about this election for so long. Right. I feel like it's been like 5 years, and it certainly hasn't been, but it feels that way. Do you think it's still kind of a virtual tie? Do you think the polls are wrong, and the polls show us a lot of different things?
I don't think they're, you know, wrong in the sense that, you know, that they're Hillary Clinton is up. I think they're right in that, but it's narrowing, just as I've always predicted, and I'll still say it tonight. I said it last week when everybody said, oh, my goodness, he's done. They're going to narrow. And also, the fact that if he quits, you know, stepping on the messages, for example, the health care is devastating. Minnesota, the governor in Minnesota is going to probably call a special session. It's on the rise so much to figure out what to do. When you start to see that kind of thing happen, Trump has to let nature take its course, but then he almost stepped on the message by getting into his employees and what it did to them. He needs to not do that. And then the WikiLeaks, the New York Times is actually running WikiLeaks stories now because the president was out front and center in this story, and of course the Clinton staff said some really dumb things to say, frankly, in emails, and I understand people have a tendency to do that instead of picking up the phone these days, but in there they almost make it look like, you know, the president knew and they had to do something with this mess. The president knew she had a private server, so that got the attention of the New York Times because a lot of the WikiLeaks have, you know, been running. Now, I'm not saying those are the silver bullet, but I've noticed the independents are beginning to break towards Trump, and I really, in my heart of hearts, think that this WikiLeaks, because I'm hearing more and more people talk about it on social media, I think it's probably because, you know, they called Podesta. Podesta's the real unreal guy in this. They called Bernie Sanders a doofus. You know, and those kinds of things are getting out there. And so I think it's chilling a little bit of the vote. But I think it's going to continue to narrow.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch this. And then, of course, you saw what happened the other day, Megyn Kelly and the offense against Newt Gingrich. It was like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. What did you make of that? People are still talking about it.
Right. In fact, a couple of people did blogs just specifically on that. And of course, I think Fox is going through some kind of transition. I mean, some kind of something's going on over there. And maybe the two younger guys that are running, I think the sons of Rupert Murdoch, somebody said they really even don't care about the whole organization. So I think everybody's kind of wild and free over there.
Wild and free.
Yeah,
that's right, because no Roger Ailes, we don't have to worry about it anymore, right?
Yeah, so go get him. Let's start with Newt, the darling of the conservatives.
Exactly. Hey, I got to ask you this because, you know, in this World Series, Mr. Ohio, how about the Cubs? They come back. I'm not surprised. Jake Arrieta, 5-1, beating the Cleveland Indians. But is it kind of cool to see what's going on with the Indians?
Oh, it's so exciting. I mean, 1948, of course. We all know the last year that the Indians, you know, were able to be successful. It was 1948. I think I've got that year right. But Ohio is a buzz, and we've started a rumor here that, you know, you must, and there's going to be a great big parade because we're going to win. And there's going to be a great big parade, and you have to actually have a Cleveland Browns ticket that you're purchasing to get into the parade. So we set that rumor out there. Yeah.
That rumor.
Around.
I love that. The rumor. All right, Bob Ney, always fun to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Kate.
So talking with Bob about how tight this election is, and he's right, there's more about Hillary Clinton that's coming out. We're learning about the inner circle of Hillary Clinton from the email hack and showing that Clinton's campaign manager showed these people that were behind the scenes who say they were frustrated with her and over some bad habits or secrecy or the highs and the lows of being on a campaign trail. But these emails are starting to paint a picture of this sort of calculating campaign that the Clinton people are running and the Democratic Party is running. And the fact that they agonized over everything from the candidate's position on trade deals and minimum wage to how to respond to congressional inquiries into her server. And Clinton herself features not that much in the emails, just a few messages, but she's pretty much removed from the back and forth of the aides. Huma Abedin, Clinton's right-hand woman, was kind of the surrogate voice for Hillary Clinton, weighing in on her mindset and prep work and relationships with politicians and donors for the benefit of all the people that were there on these emails to try to figure out what to do. Now, these WikiLeaks that Bob's talking about have been dumping thousands of emails in groups every day for more than 2 weeks. Because WikiLeaks controls the release of the emails, they're often dropped out of order and without context, so it's there to figure it out, right? And the Clinton campaign and those involved in the emails have refused to confirm or deny the authenticity of individual emails instead of pointing the finger at the Russian government hackers for working with WikiLeaks. So this campaign continues to be the gift that keeps on giving. We're like rubberneckers, but what a sad state of affairs, isn't it? Electing somebody new to be the leader of the free world. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Every time I think of you, I feel shot right through with a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of the fool won't set you free. That's the way that it goes. It's what nobody knows.
Of America tonight. Go Cubs, go! I made no secret of the fact that I was unabashedly rooting for the Chicago. Listen, the Cubs, I got a lot of friends. My cousin John lives in Philadelphia, and he is so excited about the Chicago Cubs. They bounced back off of the great performance from Jake Arrieta. So now that series against the Tribe is tied at one. I think the Cubs win it in six. We'll see what happens. Sorry for all my friends in Ohio. I know we have a lot of people listening to us in Ohio. And a big shout-out to one of our new affiliates in Lubbock, Texas. Gotta love my Texas people in Austin and in Houston and in Lubbock and whatnot. And I know you're all thinking about the Cowboy game. And, of course, the Cowboys getting ready to take on my Philadelphia Eagles. And that happens on Sunday night. And that was our game of the week, our Nail the Score game. And we've been talking about the back and forth of politics, of course, and what the polls say and all of that. So a breath of fresh air in the studio. She's in our virtual green room. In fact, she flew all the way here from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Wow, I am so flattered that she did that. She flew in just to be a guest on America Tonight, Donna St. Louis. She is a sought-after speaker. She's really a business growth, I can say that, guru, and pretty soon she'll never talk to me. I mean, hopefully she'll put me on a list somewhere because she's just that popular. She has a book out that is sweeping the nation, And everybody wants to pick her brain. So we thought it'd be fun to have her on for this segment of It's Your Business, and we would do a little brain picking right here on America Tonight. So, Donna, thanks so much for flying in.
You are so very welcome. And I only got one brain, so pick lightly.
All right, so let's talk about your book. First of all, tell the listeners the name of the book, which I think is so clever, Remember the Word Six, and where they can pick it up afterwards, because I know they're going to all write emails to me and say, where can I get that book again?
So the name of the book is The Six Kick-Ass Strategies of the Million-Dollar Entrepreneur, and they can get it on Amazon.
All right, so here's the deal, guys. And we talk about this all the time. What is your vision? You think about that personally, professionally, and Donna's on a mission. So you wrote this book actually because, and this doves into what we talk about politically when we're talking about the economy. People are complaining about health care. They're complaining about numerous, really, things that affect their lives from property taxes to income taxes and everything in between. But you talk about the fact that your vision clearly is about the people in the middle, right?
Exactly. It's about that movable middle. And so the vision for eSuite Network, which is my company, is to bridge the gap between the 99% and the 1% by putting $1 trillion dead smack in the middle of the economy.
All right, so give us some highlights. How does a company do that? What are some of the strategies that you share, that you developed, that are actually working? Because you have clients that are seeing this happen, and in fact, some of them are maybe a little timid about it at first and then a little shocked, but it's working.
It definitely works. I would say, you know, the first thing that we do in order to make that trillion happen is, you know, don't buy lottery tickets, because that's not really, it's not a strong strategy. That's all I'm saying. But we want to help businesses grow, right? And the one challenge that we see with a lot of businesses is that they don't put strong enough goals in place on an annual basis, and then they don't have accountability partners to help them hold their feet to the fire to reach those goals. Basically, an external person who's not internal, they're not playing politics, but they can be the bad guy.
All right, and so what I want to talk about, too, is how you got here. So for everybody out there listening, I want you to hear Donna's backstory, because it's very, very strong. Where were you when you were 19 years old?
So 19 years old, I was living in a car on the side of the road in South Carolina.
How did you end up in a car on the side of the road?
My goal was to drive to New York City because I wanted to see the Statue of Liberty. She was the only chick I knew that could wear sandals in the middle of the winter and not bitch about it.
Wow. So that's what I wanted to do. I want to go to New York. But you didn't realize, oh, I don't really have the money and I don't know what I'm doing.
Two things. Cars take more than gas. You actually have to do, like, oil changes and brakes and stuff like that. So I didn't realize that was kind of bad. And although I wanted to see the Statue of Liberty because I knew she had the answers, my car did not. And so I ended up stranded on the side of the road. And I couldn't call my mom to, like, helicopter in and pick me up. That wasn't going to happen.
So how do you go from that to selling two businesses, right, for millions of dollars and then becoming the sought-after growth business growth guru?
Well, I'll tell you the number one thing is I can say this about myself. I take relentless action. So there is nothing, quite honestly, when it comes down to it, I don't think there is a risk too big. I think I quantify them well, and I go for it anyway. One thing my mom used to always say to me when I used to have these fits, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I should do this. My mom would say, will it kill you? And I'm like, yes, Mom, this one particular thing could end me. And she goes, well, that's fine because you won't remember anyway, so you might as well go for it. So I go for it a lot.
Wow. And so, again, for so many, there are a lot of business owners that listen to America Tonight. It's the no fear attitude, right?
Well, so that's the funny thing. I don't think it's that I'm fearless. I think it's that I'm more courageous. So it's not that I don't get scared. There are things that I get butterflies in my stomach and they keep me up at night and I worry and I'm thinking about the people that work for me and all the mortgages that I'm responsible for and how do I ensure that I keep all these people gainfully employed. Those things are scary as a business owner. But what I realize is that I do not have the opportunity to be afraid of something that's not real. So I have to go for it anyway. I have to be courageous for those people.
Since you started down this career path, and it takes a, you do keynote speeches, you work directly with companies, you know, your business has a couple of different, I'd say you have a big umbrella, business growth, and then there are other side areas that you delve into. What's been the greatest thing that's happened to you since you went down this road and didn't work for a company because you worked for a company for a while?
I would say, you know what, I would say that it is truly, I do corporate retreats for a lot of clients, and I think that it's having that company that says, okay, we want to do 10% growth next year, and then I look at them and go, or we could do like 75%, and have them a little freaked out that we're going to do that, and then watch them just consistently reach for that goal. And here's the thing, even if they don't hit the 75%, the fact that they hit, you know, the 50% mark is still five times more than the goal they were going to try to reach. So watching people sit there and be naysayers and then really help put that money into that main vision of how do we put $1 trillion in the economy, that for me is one of my greatest things, to see my clients just like explode that way.
All right, so your vision is to do that, to put that trillion in. And what happens if we grow the middle? We see that in politics we're constantly talking about the middle guy's getting squeezed.
Right.
We can't afford anything. I'm making, you know, $65,000 and it's not working, and what do we do? And so it doesn't work. So if the middle guy makes the money, it pushes everybody up, including people a bit lower?
Yeah, so what happens is this. We always, and this is the one thing that drives me nuts about politics, right? We always talk about putting money all the way at the top or all the way at the bottom. How do we help the guy all the way at the bottom? How do we help the guy all the way at the top? But the people who really, really make a difference in our economy is the middle class. It is straight in the middle. If you get the middle class making more money and spending more money, it actually spurs our economy, and it continually spurs it. So if every time we put $1 trillion in, we actually drop that 1% a little more. So we have to be smart about how we're doing it and where we're doing it, ensuring that we're building businesses that are committed to making sure that they're not billionaires because everybody under them is making the minimum wage.
Right. Wow. Sounds like I hope you hit that. When are you going to hit that vision? In a couple of years?
Yeah, I'm working on it. A few more lottery tickets.
All right. Donna St. Louis, how can everybody find you? Give us your website.
Oh, absolutely. If you go to www.donna.com, you'll find me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for flying in to be on the show. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely. It's because you guys have good weather here, just like we do in Florida. If you were a little further north, this would just be completely, you know, I don't have anything other than flip-flops. Just saying.
I love that. Flip-flops. I mean, are you kidding? I live in flat shoes and flip-flops. I think some of you can't relate to that, especially some of you listening in the tri-state area and in New York and New Jersey where I grew up. You know, you're starting to see that change in the seasons. All right, when we come back on the flip side, a little bit more from the campaign trail. Hang with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Donald Trump, the guy who claims he's worth $10 billion, should have paid zero in federal income taxes for 20 years.
The lines going into voting booths, going into voting areas, are unbelievable. I mean, in Florida yesterday, we passed four of them. The lines were three and four blocks long. Those are not her voters.
All right, two different takes. Donald Donald Trump says early voting favors him because the lines are long and they're voting for him. That's what he's saying. While Hillary Clinton talks about the rich and tax hikes and the fact that she says Donald is not paying taxes, part of what I call the war of words. In 2016, who will end up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation here on America tonight. I've got another friend in my virtual green room. He actually drove in from a few miles away. Unlike Donna St. Louis, who flew in on a jet to get here from Fort Lauderdale. My pal Chris Price will join us in a few moments here. But I wanted to mention this. I wanted to mention the fact that the Cubs beat the Cleveland Indians. And, of course, that split helps the Cubbies as they return to Wrigley Field for the next three games of the series, starting on Friday night. So a great performance by Jake Arrieta, who could have almost pitched a no-hitter. The numbers looked really, really good. In the end, it's the win that counts. I can't help but be very, very excited about it as I am in our satellite studio in Dallas, Texas, and Jake Arrieta is a kid that I remember who pitched for TCU, and I talked to Jake many, many times, even as a Cub, and I think he is masterful on the mound, and even in his college years, you could see that he had the potential to be one of the greats, and he's part of that Cub team that is designed thanks to the great Theo Epstein, who I think is the best GM in baseball. He has done such a great job with younger players and melding that team together with trades as well, and that pitching staff is so good. I know I have a lot of people listening in Ohio. Listen, I went to school in Ohio. I have friends just like I have family in Chicago, and I get it. I've been to many, many Indian games when I was going to school at Ohio University and even when I would go back to Ohio, but I think that this goes the way of the Cubs, and I said this already before, but I think it's going to be six games. As for the election, honestly, because, you know, we take the show to Washington once a year, and I talk to so many Democrats and so many Republicans, frankly, I think people may be shocked by this. Even Ellen Ratner, my great friend who comes on many times, and she's the most liberal person I know, Ellen says it's a coin flip, and I think it's a coin flip. But if the Democrats are thinking that Hillary Clinton has punched her ticket and this is easy breezy, they are sadly mistaken. And the Trump people know that. They know that they can take advantage if the Democrats lay off the gas. So this early voting has been very interesting to watch as those lines are getting bigger and it just actually started. So I think we're going to see record numbers. I always hope it. That's part of the reason I started to do America Tonight is that I hoped more people would get involved in the election process. I say it all the time. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, sick of it, or about no labels like me. I think it's, as somebody who went to several countries and watched what happened with the PRI and the Panistas in Mexico, in Chihuahua, and actually had to duck before I took a bullet because they were shooting above our heads, I realized the stuffing of the ballot box, you have no idea the privilege it is to vote. So please exercise the right to vote. It's so, so important. That, by the way, is a Halloween candy that's stuck in my throat. So Chris Price, my pal Chris Price, joins us now. And he, of course, is good friends with my associate producer on the show, Mahalo Jocelyn. So it was easy to get him here. And he, like Donna St. Louis, is also an entrepreneur and a business person. And Chris, first of all, thanks for stopping by. And what's interesting about you is you have a different perspective, too, because like me, I lived in Spain for a while. You lived in Germany. How do the Germans take the voting process?
You know, Kate, I mean, they take it very seriously because obviously they've had things in their past that make them take that democratic process, the opportunity to have a voice on who their leaders are going to be. They take it very seriously. At least that's what I observed.
Yep, that, and that makes sense, because if you think of the history of Germany, of course, and, you know, what happened with East Germany, and if we go way back to the original wars, and if we dove into Hitler and all of that, it's an interesting background, certainly, in Germany. Well, I mentioned your...
they know the value of getting the wrong person.
Yes, there you go. They know the value of getting the wrong person. And speaking of that, that dovetails into what you do. You work with companies about putting the right people in the right jobs, right? So often we see that companies fall, even if you're an entrepreneur and you have a startup, what happens when you hire the wrong people?
Yeah, you know, I see great ideas, they have hard work, and they get destroyed because they don't pick the right people, and then they treat them like idiots. They treat them like prisoners as opposed to treating them like adults and partners. And so that makes a big difference no matter what you're working on.
So how do you pick the right people?
Yeah, picking the right people is about fitting people's strengths with the jobs that you have in the organization. And so we do a lot with professional hiring and coaching and development assessments so that you have good data about people, so that you're not just being starstruck by the resume, so that you're not just going based on what you hear in the interview in 20 or 30 minutes, but you have actual good data and you can match that up with your jobs. And so when people are a good fit, it makes it easier because you don't have to overmanage them, and it's easier to treat them like an adult because you're confident they're the right one.
Is there any company you would point out that you think they do a really super good job at that?
Yeah, there's actually several. I mean, most people are familiar with the Southwest Airlines story. They're legendary for how they choose people very carefully so that they are a good fit with that culture of fun and of love and of productivity. A lot of other companies, Costco does a great job, Zappos, Morningstar Farms, they grow tomatoes out in California, but they're very careful about who they pick to bring into their culture. So there's a lot of companies do a great job.
Yeah, and there's a key word that you use, culture. Sometimes you go into a company and they don't have any culture. It's all over the map. There is no culture. There is no direction. I'm sad to say, in broadcasting, I've worked for really companies that are solid and used to be pretty solid about that, and then some that aren't, and you can see it, and it reflects in the confusion as to what's going on.
You know, a great culture question that I find is I ask a lot of organizations, how do you treat mistakes? Do you treat them as learning opportunities, or do you treat them as punishment opportunities? That really says a lot about what kind of culture that you have.
Right, and obviously it'd be better to treat it as a learning opportunity, because then what happens is people are afraid to say when they make a mistake, and it becomes that blame game of, I didn't do it, they didn't do it, and then they, you know, actually this happened in a broadcasting organization I know where everybody was saying, I didn't do it, they didn't do it, and they didn't realize they had tape. So they went through tape and they found out who did it. And what it had to do with, here's a peeling back the curtain for everybody. In broadcasting, you have a lot of expensive equipment. And so they have the big board with these slide pots where you can put the microphones up and down and you're adjusting the EQ and everything else. And what happened was somebody brought a Slurpee into the studio and spilled it all over this $1 million board and then tried to hastily clean it up, but it had damaged some of what was in the board. And, of course, they weren't supposed to bring anything in there, but then didn't own up to it. But what they didn't realize was there was a camera. It wasn't really, it was sort of sideways in the studio, and they caught the person sideways. So then it becomes a big, ugly, ugly thing because they didn't admit what happened. And it was kind of like the, you know, they were going one by one down the line and asking, did you do it? Did you do it? And then the accusations start. And it gets ugly, right, when you do that?
Well, you know, and I think in those kind of situations, a lot of times organizations, they assume, they blame the person. It was, okay, that person didn't admit it, and they're a bad person. Root that person out, and everything's fixed. But a lot of times it's because managers have created an environment where people are afraid to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. I want my people every single day talking about what's good, what's bad, what's ugly. That's the only way we get better, and when people are afraid to do that, you get situations like that.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, this is the most important thing I'm going to ask you. Cubs or the Indians, who wins the series?
That's a great question. I'm going to say, I agree, six games. I think it's going to be the Cubs.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Cubs. And here's an even bigger question, because this was our nail the score game. Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm saying the Eagles win it. I think the final score is 21-17. What do you think?
Well, we are in Dallas, you know. And by the way, you were making a big deal about Donna flying. Sometimes Dallas traffic, it actually could be a bigger deal driving than flying around here. But, of course, I really do believe. I think the Cowboys are going to take it this week, and I think it's going to be 28-19.
28-19. Wow. All right, we'll see if that's right. Chris Price, thank you so much. Hang with us. Final segment coming up. We're going to take a look at the movies. Tom Hanks. Didn't he just play Sully? He's back again. Inferno is the movie. Dan Brown. We got to continue. We're talking about that coming up.
When you fight and you lose it, there's an answer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Metaphysical style. M-A-H-O. Metaphysical style. With the good day style.
Scientific parabolas by the Nikon projectile puncture, chronicle matters by 6 feet injected.
All right, final segment. Computating here on America Tonight. Talking about Donald Trump saying that he's gaining as the state polls are tightening in the final couple of weeks before the elections, for what you think of the polls. And we're seeing some lines that are forming for this early voting. Donald Trump said, I'll spend $100 million of my money to win. And he also talked about what happened with Newt Gingrich and Fox News what happened the other day with Megyn Kelly. Here was Trump's take when he was asked about Gingrich.
By the way, congratulations, Newt, on last night. That was an amazing interview. It was an amazing... We don't play games, Newt, right? We don't play games.
All right, so Newt went ballistic at Megyn Kelly, if you don't know the story, over Trump about the comments about him being a sexual predator. She asked the question, and he went nuts on her after she said that, and a lot of people were talking about it. And she said that he, in fact, Newt Gingrich accused Megyn Kelly of being obsessed with sex when she brought up the claims by the women against Trump that he had groped them and made unwanted sexual advances and all of that. So he's, besides Gingrich, he's the most vocal. I mean, besides Giuliani, he's the most vocal. Giuliani is saying that the polls are going to prove wrong in the presidential race. You know, I am the poll princess, so I'm constantly updating you as we cover politics as to what the polls say. Now, listen, there's a reason pollsters make a crap load of money, and the reason they do is because often they read the tea leaves and they are dead on right as to what they're seeing. But the polls are swinging right, swinging left, and swinging in different directions depending on what the news cycle is. At least that's been what's happened along the way. So Giuliani said most recently, when he was on one of the TV shows, he was on Fox and Friends, I think, in the morning. He said that often the polls are wrong and they'll be proven wrong again in this presidential race. He said, I'm sorry, I don't believe in polls. Every election I ever won, I outperformed the polls. Even ones I lost, I was down by 12, I lost by 3. I was down by 4, I won by 4. I was ahead by 12, I won by 18. So he's saying you can't put a lot of stock in what the polls say. Now, I would say pound for pound, if you're saying the exact number, I get that. But even he's saying he lost by less than what was predicted, but he still lost. And then you have Frank Luntz, who's been a guest on the show in the past. He's probably one of the more well-known pollsters. And he said that Trump's campaign is an absolute joke. So you have Gingrich out there going after Megyn Kelly and getting a lot of feedback on Twitter, hashtagging Newt, etc. And then you have Frank Luntz, who is a conservative pollster, by the way, who slammed Trump's presidential campaign, saying it was the worst he had seen. He was talking with Katie Couric from Yahoo about what the polls were saying. And he said, I don't understand why he's opening up his hotel in D.C. right now. This makes no sense to me. I don't understand why he goes to Wisconsin, a state that is absolutely beyond his reach. It has gotten so bad at this point that Mike Pence has to go to Utah because Utah's in play. He says it is the worst campaign that he has ever seen in his professional life, and that the campaign absolutely tapped into something unique and has lost the focus. So Luntz is saying, listen, they had something unique going. People were interested in it, but now the people around him are screwing this up, and it's gotten convoluted. I'll say this. The Real Clear Politics polling average shows Clinton with a lead of around 5 points. Two polls this week, Rasmussen and the IBD poll, gave Trump a slight lead among national voters. The idea that Luntz is saying is that these news reports about Hillary Clinton and the WikiLeaks revelations to undecided voters have pushed the undecideds in the direction of Trump, which Bob Ney talked about at the top of the show, that the undecideds look like a lot of them were going to go for, that they would, in fact, go for Donald Trump, not Hillary Clinton. This is why the coin flip comes into play to me, because there is no there. It is absolutely down to the wire. It's absolutely down to the wire. That's why, and I'm bringing it back around again, it's so important to vote, because this really could swing in a wild direction.
I mean, seriously, a very wild direction. I said I would talk about Inferno because coming up on Thursday, we do the full movie review where you'll actually hear what some of the movies sound like. I give you sort of a sneak peek, right? And we've got my associate producer in the background who I think approves of Inferno. We need some help from the crew to come and calm the associate producer down. But Inferno is this mystery crime film. It's over 2 hours. It stars Tom Hanks. It's another in the series, the Dan Brown series, if you read, you know, Angels and Demons or Da Vinci Code. Remember how popular Da Vinci Code was? And this is the same thing. Inferno, which is Dan Brown's fourth book in the Robert Langdon series, I think it's going to get big play at the theaters. For anybody who's venturing out to actually go and see a movie at the theater instead of streaming it on Netflix and wait for it, I think there's a great chance that of all the movies that are out this week, this one may top the charts. Because you have Tom Hanks, you got the ever-popular Felicity Jones, who's part of this crew. And then you have, the whole intrigue and the continuation of the series. I asked somebody I knew in Hollywood the other day how they thought Inferno would do and this whole Ron Howard thing and Tom Hanks. And the ratings were kind of in between on IMDb, 6.5 out of 10. And to give you an idea, it's about this professor, Robert Langdon, who wakes up in an Italian hospital with amnesia. Some of us would like to have amnesia for this campaign, right? He teams up with Dr. Sienna Brooks, and together they have to race across Europe, and it's all about the whole idea of Dante's Inferno. I think for sure it is absolutely a streamer. So you put it on your list, and then in a couple of months or whenever, it'd probably be a little bit longer than that, maybe 6 months, and then you stream it. Boom. That's it. And I looked at movies that were on Rotten Tomatoes and how the movies were, what they were hitting, and coming up, what they're looking at. The movie that I went to see, Deepwater Horizon, actually scored pretty well on Rotten Tomatoes. It got like 83%. And because I lived through that, I did a remote, if many of you recall that have been with me for a long time, I went down to Mississippi and saw what it was like in Biloxi when Deepwater Horizon happened slightly after that and what had happened after Katrina, because people forget Katrina, the actual hurricane itself smashed into Mississippi. Mississippi was just trashed, and it was the levees. It was what happened in New Orleans, which was equally atrocious, was different than what happened in Mississippi, because there we were purely talking about the hurricane. So Deepwater Horizon to me was a continuation of that. They were trying to get people to come back to Mississippi, and it was after this horrific thing. And you know, on this show we were telling you, my gosh, are they going to cap this off? What's happening? When is this going to happen? How are they going to cap it off? What's going to happen? And by the way, quickly, one last thing. How about this? The U.S. abstains in a U.N. vote on a Cuba embargo for the first time in 25 years. We have never seen that. Keep those emails coming. Send them to americatonight.net. Click on contact. Bada bing and you're in. Thanks to Nathan for all his help. And all of you, a reminder, Halloween is coming up. Do you have your costume?
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.